Hi friends, this is Brock Polk, and I want to thank you for downloading this sermon from Heritage Church of Christ in Fort Worth, Texas. Our mission is to lead others to a thriving relationship with Jesus, and if you're ready to take a next step in your faith journey after you listen to this message, you can contact us through our website at www.heritagechurchofchrist.org. God bless you, and I hope you enjoy the following message.
You guys are here this morning to be a part of our service today. Let me introduce myself. My name's David Trice, and I'm a minister here at the church. I've been on staff here since the year 2000, so I've been here a long time. If you're new here, if you haven't been coming here very long, you probably haven't heard me speak before. And quite honestly, that's because Brock's afraid he'll lose his job if I speak too often. So he's kind of keeping me back in the shadows. No, I'm kidding. Brock's awesome. We're blessed to have a great preacher like Brock here at this church. So I'm a licensed professional counselor, and once again, I'm a connections minister here at the Heritage Church of Christ, and they hired me to do this job just a few years ago. A few months ago. I haven't always been the connections minister here. I started in singles ministry and then did family ministry and now in connections. But connections just kind of made sense. If I could kind of explain the connections ministry role in a nutshell, it's basically people need to get connected to God, connected to one another, and connected to purpose. And my job here is to develop some processes to help us to do that as a whole. And the reason why that makes sense is as a counselor, when I'm meeting with people and helping them through their problems and situations that they're dealing with, one of the very first things that I do is I sit down with them and I share, listen, one of the things I want you to know is that I counsel from a Christian perspective. And that means that I believe Jesus is the answer for every problem that we experience in the world today. And so my job as a counselor is to help get you more deeply connected and rooted in your relationship with Jesus. I want you to develop a good, healthy support group that's going to help you through difficult times. And I want to help you find your purpose and your meaning in life. And that's what I do on an individual basis with people or with couples. And so it just makes sense as a church to try to help our church family to do the same. But like I said, I haven't always been a connections minister. I started out in singles ministry, and I want to tell you a story about a few friends of mine and I. We decided to have a fall retreat one year. And so we went way out to the piney woods of East Texas to do this retreat. My friend Josh, Nate, and myself decided we were going to go early. We were going to be an advanced team. We were going to go out and we were going to get everything set up and ready to go for the rest of the 30 some odd people that were coming to join us later on. So we went out there, and it was absolutely beautiful. It was gorgeous out there. We got done a little bit early, and so we decided that we were going to venture off into the woods and have some alone time with God. So I'm going to try. I wrote this down. I'm going to try to paint the picture as best I can, because honestly, it was one of the more beautiful memories I have of being in God's creation. So I tried to write it in a poetic way, so bear with me here for just a moment. There was a bit of a nip in the November air, and the aroma of rain filled my nostrils and satisfied my senses. I just love the smell of rain, don't you? The overcast sky promised precipitation, and it delivered as a light drizzle began to patter on the pines. As we sat on a fallen tree, absorbing the beauty all around us, I noticed the tall pine trees towering into the lower portions of heaven. The trees created thick walls all around that really formed a picture full of beauty. Connecting to our Creator and connecting to one another is what this moment was all about. We prayed together. And we sang songs to our God, and we were having an unforgettable moment. It was awesome. Now, as I describe that scene, you would think that that would be enough for me, but you'd be wrong. It wasn't. And so like a dummy, I decided I was going to venture off into the woods because that scene wasn't great enough in and of itself. So I decided I wanted to be closer and more connected to God. So I took off into the woods, looking at the elevation and trying to climb to the highest peak that was out there so that I could be as close to God as possible. I mean, sounded like a good idea, but I think you know what's coming. Eventually, as I was walking along, I got completely lost. The trails that I had been following disappeared. The overcast sky turned to dusk, and then dusk turned to dark. And I was completely and totally lost and all alone. And here I am thinking, all right, how am I going to get back? What am I going to do? I got people that are counting on me. People are going to be showing up here in a little while for a retreat that I'm leading, and I'm lost here in the woods. I mean, I can't get back. And so, once again, I was lost and completely alone. I was miserable. I was soaking wet. I had completely forgotten the purpose of my journey to be closer to God. And all of a sudden, I was riddled with suffering and with struggle. Isn't life like that sometimes? We have really good intentions. We think we're doing the right thing. We set a course for ourselves, or perhaps maybe we're just even enjoying the journey to some unnamed nowhere that has a great promise and seems like a great destination. Kind of like my trek in the woods. But somewhere along the way, it's easy to get entangled in the thicket of life. Sometimes the path fades and it gets really dark. And sometimes we get lost and we feel all alone. You see, loneliness is an epidemic in our country, as Travis shared with us a few moments ago talking about depression. Licensed professional counselors and psychologists keep busy schedules that are full of people that are alone, feel abandoned, or insecurely attached in their significant relationships. The U.S. News reported on May the 1st, 2018, that 46% of Americans report feeling lonely at times or always, and 47% report feeling left out sometimes or always, and a little less than that, 43% report feeling isolated from others, and the same number report feeling they lack companionship and their relationships lack meaning. So, if you happen to look around in the room here, and if you're looking at those percentages, you can almost divide this room in half. And 50% are dealing with loneliness today. Dr. Frank McAndrew contributed an article in Psychology Today in which he stated, humans are hardwired to interact with others, especially during times of stress. When we go through a trying ordeal alone, a lack of emotional support and friendship can increase our anxiety and hinder our coping ability. Rejection by others psychologically wounds us more deeply than almost anything else. Other studies confirm that loneliness isn't good for anyone's health. It increases levels of stress hormones in the body and leads to poor sleep, a compromised immune system, and in the elderly, cognitive decline. Hollywood has depicted the effects of loneliness and isolation and depression well through movies like The Shining with Jack Nicholson and more recently Shut In with Naomi Watts. But one of my favorites, one of my favorite actors is Tom Hanks and the movie Castaway, where his plane crashes and he's the only survivor left on a remote island. And he's stuck for many weeks and even years, and loneliness and isolation play wicked effects on him. He finally, in order to have some sort of companionship, creates an imaginary friend out of a volleyball named Wilson. And although these characters are fictitious in nature, the trauma of being alone in these films are real. Perhaps mom or dad walked out on the family, or maybe friends bailed because there was conflict. Sometimes siblings write us off because of dysfunction that existed when we grew up. But for almost 50% of our population, the inner voices in turmoil inside us over and over say, you are not alone, or that you are alone. You're all alone. And that's where the message of this Dear Evan Hansen song that was shared in worship is so paramount for us today, that you will be found. You see, life is meant to be shared and not spent alone. We are meant to have a connection with God and a connection with others. And there's been many, many times throughout the history of God's people that God has said he will not leave us alone. Genesis 28, Deuteronomy 31, Joshua 1, all have messages that sound like this. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Don't be afraid. Jesus told his disciples before his crucifixion, when he's about to be crucified, hung on a cross, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. And he did. He conquered death to be with us and came back. He rose from the grave and he appeared to his disciples. And as he was ministering to his disciples and knew he was about to leave and go into heaven, he told them, he said, surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. And 40 days later, Jesus came back to his disciples through the form of the Holy Spirit, and he filled their hearts and their souls with his Spirit, and he continues to do that in every Christ follower today. You see, God is looking for you, and you will be found. So, back to the story about being lost in the woods. After struggling through the thick brush, and I mean it was thick, and I was soaking wet, and the trails are gone, and it's just terrible. And I'm miserable, and I'm thinking this is a terrible, terrible situation. And about that time, I come to a clearing, and I find a deer blind. And then it dawns on me. Tomorrow is opening day for deer season. And I'm going to be wrestling around out here in the woods, and some trigger-happy deer hunter is going to think that I'm the big one, and I'm going to get shot. So anyway, I decided that the very best, safest place for me was to get inside of that deer blind, and maybe I'd get to scare a deer hunter when he crawled in instead of him shooting me. But I crawled inside of that deer blind, and, I had wanted some alone time with God. Be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. So I'm in the deer blind, and I'm praying, and honestly, that was some of the, to this day, some of the greatest memories I have of prayer time alone with God. And suddenly I heard something, and I'm like, God, is that your voice that I hear? But instead, on a bullhorn, it was, David Trice, this is the sheriff's department. So you see, while I was wrestling and struggling and lost in the woods, my friends were out looking for me. And they were a lot smarter than I was. They didn't go into the woods after me. They went and got someone that could help, that could really help. And Josh and Nate came to my rescue by getting the sheriff's department and finding me. So I had to make my way through the woods and find the sound that I was hearing to finally get out of there. But the point is this, is that life is meant to be shared. And sometimes when we're lost and when we're struggling and when we're losing hope, it's then that we need our friends to look out for us and to care for us and to help us to be found. You see, God sent my friends to rescue me, and God has a group of friends that he wants to rescue and to help you. Listen to what the wisest man to ever live, Solomon, says about the importance of connecting to one another. He says, some people don't have friends or family. What a senseless and miserable life. You are better having a friend than to be all alone, because then you'll get more enjoyment out of what you earn. If you fall, your friend can help you up. But if you fall without having a friend nearby, you're really in trouble. If you sleep alone, you won't have anyone to keep you warm on a cold night. Someone might be able to beat up one of you, but not both of you. And as the saying goes, a rope made from three strands is a cord that's hard to break. So if I can summarize this wise man's words in one phrase, it would be this: never go it alone. Never go it alone. You see, Solomon provides us four reasons why it's important for us to have a squad. And that's what we're talking about over the course of the next 3 weeks. If you're on social media, you've probably seen the hashtag squad goals and maybe even posted some squad goals of your own. But this is where your group of buddies, your group of friends are talking about things that are really important that you would like to do that are valuable for you. And these are some things, some squad goals that we're going to be sharing over the course of the next 3 weeks that I think are going to be a blessing to you. But listen to what Solomon says about why it's important to have a squad. Why it's important to have a tribe or to be in a group and to never go it alone. The first thing he says is that a group is better than one when you work. And this seems like a no-brainer. You know, we know this, but how often do we try to work all alone? We try to get it all done ourselves. You know, a while back, we built a new house, and I had to build a fence in my backyard, and I thought I wanted to tackle that thing by myself, but I didn't know what I was doing. And thank God for my small group of men that meet here on Wednesday nights, because that group of guys came to my house, and we had guys over there setting up a string line to make sure everything was level. We had guys setting posts in concrete. You know, Gary Bailey over here and his sons were, they had an auger. And they were going to every spot and digging holes with this giant auger. I mean, it was awesome. But I could have never done that all by myself. And then the back part of the fence, my family, my wife and my boys came and they helped as we set posts in there and everything as well. So, you know, two are better than one when it comes to work. We can get a lot more done. And let me tell you, there's a lot of hard work in this world. You see, doing right is hard work. Getting an education is hard work. Building a successful career is hard work. Nurturing a godly family is hard work. Raising responsible children is hard work. Serving God with my gifts and talent is hard work. Sharing your faith with others is hard work. And the assumption of the text here is that a meaningful life includes hard work. But the affirmation of the text is that you can accomplish more when you work together and when you work with others. Never go it alone. The second thing Solomon talks about is that a group is better than one when you fall. You see, we are not exempt from failures in life. All of us at some time or another are going to fall. And the news goes from bad to worse. You see, sometimes we're going to fall so low and so hard that it's going to be difficult for us to get up again on our own. This is not just a slip, and this isn't just a stumble. It's a picture of a total collapse. And the point is that there are some failures, there are some mistakes, and there are some errors in life that you cannot recover from on your own. Have you ever known someone to fall financially or to slip morally or to stumble in their marriage or to fall into a deep depression like we've been talking about this morning? What if it were you? Who will be there to pick you up? You see, a group, a squad, a tribe, they're the ones that can be there for you when it's hard to get up on your own. Never go it alone. The third thing Solomon talks about here is that a group is better than one when you're cold. Verse 9, going back to that, says that we need fellowship to succeed in our work. Verse 10 says we need good Christian fellowship to stand whenever we can't get up by ourselves, whenever we fall. But verse 11 says that we need fellowship to survive when we're out in the cold. And the fact is that sometimes life is just cold. There are times when you'll be pushed out or you'll be pushed aside, and you can be on the right road and still find yourself in a situation that's so severe you can't survive it on your own. We're not exempt from times of suffering, rejection, or disappointment, and we're going to need others to warm us up when life leaves us out in the cold. We need friendship, support, encouragement, intercession, and generosity of others to keep us warm. And let me tell you something, a warm heart and a sincere hug is really, really good medicine. Never go it alone. Finally, a group is better when you're in a fight. And life's full of battles, isn't it? You've already been in some battles, and more are sure to come. But someone's going to attack your character. Someone's going to attack your health. Someone or something is going to attack your family. And someone's going to attack your faith. And who's going to be by your side when war is waged on your life? That's when we need a group. That's when we need others to help us. I've been blessed to be a part of many groups through the course of my life. And it's been in some of those groups that my wife Leanne and I have been able to experience some amazing things. We've been able to walk alongside families as they've had trouble with infertility and went through the adoption process. We ourselves, you know, have needed some help and some coaching in our parenting. And our small group has been there for us. You know, there's been times when someone from our group was struggling financially, and we all pooled together and helped out. There are so many different things that go on in life that we need help with. You know, we've seen some marriages that have struggled mightily, and someone needed to come alongside that couple and to love on them and hug them and to bless them. And that's what our groups have done, and that's what our groups have been. You see, even our groups have been a personal moving company at times when people needed to move. But the best thing about our groups is that they have provided us some of our very best source of friendships throughout the years. And in fact, even last night, we went out to eat supper with some friends of ours that were a part of one of our very first groups that we were a part of. Never go it alone. So this is your squad goal, to put on Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is, whatever media that you, social media it is that you use. It's to never, ever go it alone. At Heritage, we never want you to have to face life alone. We want to help you get into a group so that you can develop relationships and help each other out. We want you to find a group so that you can work more productively, so that you can get up from a fall more easily, so that you can stay warm more effectively, and so that you can fight more courageously. So between now and September 9th, which is 3 weeks from now, we're going to have some group offerings that are set up out in the lobby out here. We would love for you to go through and to peruse through there and see if there's a group that looks like it might be a good fit for you. There's some forms out there that you can fill out and let us know that you're interested and you'd like to request to be a part of that group. But we're also probably going to be forming some new groups because we have a lot of people at our church and a lot of people that we need to develop some groups with. We also want to make it as easy for you as possible. So if you have one of these in your back pocket, you can get out your phone, you can download the Heritage Church of Christ app and click on Connect, and there's a place there to join a group. We want to make it as easy as possible for you to do that. But we want you to know before you leave here today to never go it alone